This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm not trying to make this a Bengals-specific conversation. I'm bringing it up, not Drew, for the record, but I think it's worthy doing.
Oh, boy.
As it appears, increasingly more likely by the day, that Shamar Stewart may never play a single snap for Cincinnati at all.
Okay, their first round
pick.
As he
has practiced more for the Texas A&M Aggies than he has for the Cincinnati Bengals. Hold on one sec. I was thinking more about it. If you're Cincinnati and you could just lose all the rights to him anyway, and he's going to go back to Texas A&M, why not just try to trade him? Like, if Cincinnati called the Chiefs today and they said, hey, you can have Shamar Stewart for a third round, next year's third round pick. And let's just say, hypothetically, in this case, the Chiefs had a top 40 grade on him.
Okay.
So a third round pick would be below what they were planning on spending in next year's draft. A top 40 grade on him. Maybe they didn't think he was 17th like Cincinnati did, but they did think he was a really nice player. You do it?
Yes.
Would you pull the trigger if you're the Chiefs or another team on that?
I would, because two things would have had to have happened in this scenario. One, it means that the Chiefs did have a first round grade still on him.
Yeah.
The other part would mean that you obviously aren't trading for him, and there's an understanding that he's signing the deal that you're about to present him. So I would be interested in that scenario. Also, in this
scenario, you'd still be paying him like a first round pick, even though you gave up a third.
Cincinnati obviously wouldn't make that trade to the Chiefs. Of course, I would do that if I were the Chiefs. If I actually viewed him in a light that makes sense. I don't know how the Chiefs view.
So the stuff around Shamar this is actually really interesting. So he's not practicing with the team. He's just working out, and it happens to be at A&M's facility. Mike Elko, head coach at A&M, said he's not coming back to college. He's not doing that. He's going to Cincinnati and playing. That's what Mike Elko said the other day. They asked him about it. I think it was actually at SEC Media Days, ironically enough, when they asked him about this, not even about his own team. But the reporting
exactly
around
the coach
it
is getting ready to get another defensive tackle.
The reporting around it is really weird, though, because a lot of times when it comes out and it's reported is, hey, he's not coming back. He's practicing with the team. But then you find out he's not with the team. He's just on campus just doing a workout because he wants to be away from the team. I think all signs point to tomorrow, actually, is where we'll really find things out, is all rookies are supposed to report tomorrow. So we'll see if he's there, at least in present. He won't be able to practice because he's not under a deal, of course, and neither will a lot of teams' second-round picks at this rate, including Demetrius Knight, who is second-round pick of the Bengals. He doesn't have his deal signed either. So theoretically, the Bengals could be without their first and second-round picks this year because of the whole contract stuff.
Now, in fairness, the second-round pick contract is
starting to happen. That's almost everybody. But,
so up to 35 for the fully guaranteed contracts. So they've set a new standard for how far they'll fully guarantee contracts. So the players won in a small way, depending on how far down they can get the
number. And I didn't know this, but Jahdae Barron, the Broncos' first-round pick, he just signed his deal. He's other than Shamar Stewart, he was the only other guy. He just signed his deal 2 days ago, so now Shamar Stewart is solo.
Because good organizations won't allow their players to stand at a podium and trash the organization. They haven't even played it down.
I am surprised that they let... I don't think he's talked since then, which I guess credit to him for being honest. But I'm surprised that he went to that length right away, having not played it down for them. I understand why people are on his side, but also I mean, it just looks really bad for a rookie that hasn't played a single down to be trashing the front office like that.
So you're optimistic surprised. He's going to play now because of what Mike Elko said?
I am optimistic that he will be on the roster and sign the contract. Again, I'm not even sure how much he's going to play or how much he's even going to be ready to go. I'll be totally honest
with you.
That's
the other part about this. This is hilarious, is that everybody agreed he was a project player who needed as much reps as possible in order to be ready.
Yeah.
Cincinnati's entire rebuild was counting on the draft for a huge portion of it on defense. And I already gave you those stats.
I would rather pick somebody else for sure at that spot.
I'll be like, I know we'll do. We'll get to training camp. We'll get closer to the NFL season. We'll make our official predictions for who we think wins the division, who we think make the playoffs. And this is not meant. I do not think Cincinnati is making the playoffs. They did not improve their defense in any way. And I do not think very often in the NFL you repeat that level of offensive performance.
We don't know that,
for
though.
A second consecutive year. Yeah. No, but this is my opinion. I'm not saying I know it is a fact.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, they're not better on defense.
I think they'll make the playoffs, but that's the extent that I think they'll be this year because of the defensive problems.
It is very interesting to see how organizations like the Ravens handle their draft stuff. Like they got Malachi Starks. You know,
they're well run.
Them and the Steelers always tend to make the right decision.
Yeah, the Steelers and Pittsburgh and Baltimore have both been very well run for the last 25 years.
That's
why Pittsburgh going further back than that.
And that's why the Ravens have consistently been over, like in the lifespan of the entire Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes era, the Bills have been the most consistent threat, right? We agree? Like, we're taking everything in every year. The Bills have been the number one threat for the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes has been starting a little more than
seven
years.
Well,
I'm saying because the Patriots were there as well. Like the Bills weren't quite there yet.
But the Patriots only get a couple of years.
Sure, really. 1 year.
And then I would say
the Bills
Ravens
just took over.
And the Ravens are two. These are two well-run organizations. And then maybe Cincinnati gets into that three category because they had a two-year run in which they were a threat to Kansas
for sure.
City versus because they played them in back-to-back AFC title games. But it's like, well-run organizations are easy to spot. And I think partially it's easier to spot in Kansas City because we've seen it when it's at its worst. We've seen it at the pit of despair as far as organizational fluency. Right? Did you go to any of those games during the
2012?
Yeah. Did you go to a game?
One, I think. One game.
Which one? Was it a win?
No. Was it a win?
They had like two.
Was it a win? No.
Two that year?
Yeah, no.
You could have seen the one.
Did not.
Did it shake your confidence in being a Chiefs fan for a year? Were you just like,
I was, and you gotta remember at that point I was still in college at that point in time too. So I was not covering a team. I was
tough.
Not in that.
Yeah, you must have been all Kansas basketball then because you didn't have Kansas football.
Well, 2012 they went to the
didn't
Final
have
Four.
The Chiefs.
So.
And you didn't have, even the Royals were a little too early on that.
Was Priest Holmes on those teams?
No, that was much earlier. No, Priest Holmes was way earlier than that. Priest Holmes was like much earlier, 2000. In that early 2000s.
This is the 2012 is the Matt Cassel. Jamal Charles was on the team.
Jamal Charles was my fantasy running back for like 5 years in a row. I loved Jamal Charles.
Jamal Charles had an incredible year, the year that they won just two games. He had an incredible year. They won. Let's see. I just want to see if they won one at home. They won. One of their games was. Oh, they didn't win a single home game. So you definitely didn't go.
Yeah, there's no way.
Their only two wins were in overtime against the Saints on the road and in overtime beating the Pittsburgh Steelers on the road. They almost went 0-16. Both their wins were in overtime?
Thank goodness they avoided the 0-4. Thank goodness.
You don't want to be one of those teams.
Yeah, you don't want to. You don't want to have a franchise that has that. No,
honestly,
no.
I'm thankful for that year. I am thankful for the 2-14 year because it
caused a complete reset.
Yes, it forced them to finally be like, you know what? Maybe we should draft a quarterback again. You think? Like, I don't think they ever take a guy like Patrick Mahomes if they don't bottom out so hard.
You're saying they would be like the Colts
or the Steelers,
and what they've been the last 4 or 5 years.
The Chiefs lived in like above mediocrity, but the Chiefs lived in the middle part of the NFL for a long time. The Marty eras, they had playoff teams. They went to the playoffs. They won some divisions, but they get knocked out of the playoffs early. They went 20 years without a playoff win, and they would just go back to some other retread quarterback, right? They'd go back to Castle, and you know, like Alex Smith was a bridge, but they knew it was a bridge, and they just find all these like dudes off the street. And then that finally forced them into a mindset, I think, that when they made the move to Andy Reid, they're like, fine, you can have Alex for a couple of years, but it's only going to be a couple of years. We're not doing that forever. So just establish now that we're back. You're going to do that to start winning and not be a joke. But then we're going to get into the draft and actually start making an impact. Maybe it's just that Patrick Mahomes was so good they couldn't resist, but they're the only team who gets to say they liked him and took him versus the eight other teams who were convinced Patrick Mahomes is a star, but...
But didn't draft him. Yeah.
The Saints one is still the most egregious because they were one pick away. It would have been the easiest thing of all time for you to move up two picks.
But they had Drew Brees still, you know? So they couldn't, they just couldn't do it.
They did hang on to Drew Brees.
Oh, they wrecked their years worth of their franchise for it. Nah, they got a Super Bowl out of it, so they probably don't care. Right?
Yeah, but that's always the thing, is it feels like they, it feels like the Saints, you want to talk about, we were having a conversation about making sure you meet your expectations and don't feel like you left it on, you know, left something on the table kind of thing. The Saints with Sean Payton and Drew Brees only getting one ring still for in this last 35 years feels like the most ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
And it, a lot of it goes back to that pass interference call. I think Saints fans are still they're always going to be mad about that because they would have gone to play. They might have been the best team in football that year. Just in general, they were so good.
But they had plenty of other opportunities to make a run.
Correct.
And then
because what did they win? 20?
Oh, for a while they were. I mean, that offense and that team was one
they
of the best in football.
Teams
yeah.
For a while.
What year did they win? 2011.
I can't remember. Responsible
2010.
For remembering that.
2010. They beat the Colts. 31-17.
Buried the Colts.
Yeah,
that was the onside kick.
Yeah, coming out of halftime game
right away.
But I mean, look at this stretch to only win one with him. In the early part of Drew Brees, they won 13, 11, 13, 7, and 11 games. Then they had a second run when Brees was a little bit later, and they brought in Peyton, or Peyton was still doing it.
The defense is really good.
Where they won the division 4 years in a row. They won 11, 13, 13, and 12, and never got to one conference title game, and other than that, did not even get to that. That's a blown opportunity.
And you didn't have and you're in the NFC. It's not like you had Tom Brady and Peyton Manning blocking you either. That's the other part of it.
It was Aaron Rodgers.
In fairness,
but Aaron Rodgers only played in one Super Bowl. Correct. What was he's blocking not, what, you from doing?
The exact same situation with the Saints as with the Packers too, because the Packers had, I mean, Aaron Rodgers' crew for those Packers teams was really good as well, because they won the year before the Saints won. That's crazy.
Rodgers and the Packers, Brees and the Saints only getting one apiece.
Brock Purdy and Jimmy G have been to as many Super Bowls as Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees. That's a failure.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, you can't.
I mean, those teams had Jordy Nelson and Devontae and Greg Jennings and Aaron Jones. I mean, those teams were great.
Yeah, over the last 25 years, McCarthy, Rodgers, Payton, Brees are probably the two most underachieving.
Yeah.
QB coach combos in the NFL. I don't know how. Is there a third? Are we missing a third QB coach combo?
I think those are the two.
That's probably it, right?
I think those are the two. The other ones, you're just pretending that a player wasn't who they were. I think it's starting quarterback.
That's
right. If you're going to try to tell me it's Phillip Rivers.
I feel bad for Saints fans. So they had the pass interference one, and then somebody mentioned that it was the Minneapolis miracle where Kirk Cousins just throws the ball up and it happens and everything just works out against the Saints.
Well, that wasn't Cousins, though. That was Keenum, wasn't it?
I'm sorry. Correct. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was Case Keenum. Case Keenum did it. That's right. It was
Jeez,
Case Keenum.
Man. What bad luck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
A gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.